This is WANL.
Report Amateur Radio Club is having their Cabin Fever Ham Fest on Saturday, February 22nd, 2025, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This year at a new location located at the LaPorte County Fairgrounds, located at 2581 Indiana 2, LaPorte, Indiana. Beating testing will be held at 9 a.m. Talk-in will be on 146-970 with a PL of 131.8. More info can be had at lpcerc.org/hamfest. This is N9UUI. Thank you for the use of this repeater.
This is K5POE. I will be bringing up the DFW 220 net in 2 minutes. That's 2 minutes. This is your 2 minute warning. Everybody, go refill your iced tea, find your station, dog or cat, and meet me back here in 2 minutes. K5POE. Okay, this is KG5POE, my name is Lee, and I'll be bringing up the weekly DFW 220 net. The purpose of this net is to encourage the use of the 220 band and provide information and training to the participating amateur operators. EchoLink is available for this station, for this net by searching KB0DBJ-L in your app. This is a directed net, which means I'll call for check-ins. You simply reply with your call sign phonetically, and I'll get back to you and get your name and any other information you have for the net on the second pass. This net invites all licensed amateur operators to participate. Traffic appropriate for the net is announcements, tech talk, swaps, swap listings, sports, today's weather, any information regarding amateur radio, so pretty much anything. And at this time, I'd like to see if there is somebody who is willing to serve as a backup in case I blow my radio up in here and can't talk. Anybody available to serve as a backup net controller, come now.
Bravo Zero, Delta, Bravo Juliet.
Thank you, Jim, and I hear you have your station dog in the house. Good to have you on. Okay, so tonight's topic, this is a tried and true one that we've done many times, but it's a threefold question. Number one is, what 220 radios do you have, or 220 capable radios do you have? Which one are you operating on right now, and which one is your favorite? I'm going to go first because I'm net control and I can do it. I have 4 220 capable radios. I have 2 Anytones that's very popular with our club, one of which I'm talking on now, the other one is in the car. I have a TYT that's awaiting me to get on lazy and build a go box with it. That is a two 220 only. And my fourth and my first, which it was my first 220 radio, and still my favorite, is the ASU VX6. And, you know, I can't say enough good stuff about it because it's waterproof, it's drop-proof, it's a tri-band radio, and it's only $250, and it's been made for 20 years and, you know, still works like a champ. I need to buy another one and just leave it new in the box for when my other one breaks and my station dog Wishbone just came in to say hi. Okay, so now I'm going to call for my first round of check-ins. So come now with your call sign only, and phonetically and slowly so I can write it down. Come now.
Hello. 05 Uniform Golf Foxtrot.
Hello, Bravo Zero, Delta Bravo Juliet, portable.
Whiskey 5, Golf Juliet Express.
Kilo 9, Charlie Romeo Alpha.
Kilo India 5, Lima Echo Tango.
Alpha Charlie 5, Bravo Golf.
November Charlie 5, Papa.
That's a good list to start with. Let's start with our backup net controller, KB0DBJ. Jim, tell us where you are in Grand Prairie. And, you know, we don't have all night, so just get the highlights on how many 220 radios you have and which ones you like the best. KB0DBJ, come ahead now.
KB0DBJ, name is Jim. I am portable on my back patio with my station dogs. They happen to be quiet at the moment, and if I have to do backup duty, I can run inside and get on a base radio. But yeah, you're right, I've got a ton of 220 radios. I've been into 220 since the 90s, back when I had old thumb wheel radio when I'd run around town. But actually, my favorite is the one I use all the time because I like to crossband on it. It's a Kenwood 631, which is a dual band radio that's 2 meters and 220. And so right now I'm crossbanding from the 2 meter to the 220 side. Earlier when I got on the on a 2 meter net, I was crossbanding from the 220 to the 2 meter side. So I love that thing. It's from the 90s. Gets a little warm, so I put a fan on it. But yeah, I've got Danny Tone, and I've got a Kenwood D75, and you know, the one 220 radio I've never had is a TYT-D 9000D, I guess. I've had a Jetstream, which was the predecessor of that, but never had a TYT-D 9000D. They're good radios, though. They're great. I would say most people on this net probably have one of those. KB0DBJ.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, that TYT is, I believe it puts out like 50 watts, and it's the one I had in my car until you convinced me to get an Anytone, and it's a fantastic radio. That's why it's destined for a go box because of the high wattage and because it's such a talking radio. Okay, let's pick up your brother. KB5 UGF, David in Arlington. Tell us where you are, who you are, and what radio are you on, what radios do you have, and what radios do you like in 220?
everybody. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Lee. This is David, KB5UGF, and I am located in southeast Arlington, just east of Arlington Airport. And, gosh, speaking of thumbwheel radios, I'm on one right now, as a matter of fact, an old ICOM IC-3AT, one of those little brick radios, handheld radios from, gosh, I guess this goes back to the late 70s. Good sound, good quality sound, made a nice big speaker on it. I'm on a speaker mic, but probably one of the best sounding HTs you're going to hear is the old ICOM IC HT series. They made ones for 2 meters, one for 3, or one for 220 and one for 440. Good sounding radio. Hard to say if that's my favorite or not. I do like my Anytone. I've got the Anytone Tri-Band, which is extremely popular. It's got the full power 220, whereas some of the mobiles that have 220 have a reduced power output on 220, so it's probably my favorite. I'm trying to think of... Oh, and I've got an FT60 HT. It receives 220. It won't transmit on it. It's got a really wide band receive. Not too many dual-band radios cover 220 on reception, so it's kind of a plus for that radio. Anyway, that's about it. Back to net control, KB5UGF.
Thank you, David. And quick question on there. Are you still able to find batteries for the COM radio?
Oh man, I haven't tried to in so long. I've got what I'm using now is, I'm using it basically as a base. I've got just a hollow shell of a former battery pack that built a little power supply in it, so it'll run on 12 volts. You just slap that in there like you would a battery pack, and it's got a barrel receptacle, and you just, it runs on 12 volts. I do have a battery pack case that will hold 8 double A's you can load up, so that, I think I brought that to the club one time. I went and loaded it up with double A rechargeable batteries, and the thing weighs about 5 pounds in with all the batteries in it. So I don't know, you can probably find some used battery packs somewhere. KB5UGF.
Thank you, David. And now let's pick up W5GJX. Come now with your name, location, and what 220 radio are you on, and what all 220 radios do you have, and which one's your favorite?
Hey, everybody. This is David up in Wise County. I have a TYT-9000, which I'm on right now, and I have a Kenwood TM321A, and it is by far my favorite, but since I am far enough out and technically antenna challenged, it only has 25 watts, so I use the TYT. So, anyway, hope y'all have a great evening. This is W5GJX, back to Net Control.
Thank you, David. Yeah, that TYT is a very popular radio. I say that's what I'm on now. Okay, thank you for checking in. And by the way, from Wise County to here, you come in like gangbusters. So you've got a good setup, with, you know, antenna wise or whatever. All right, let's pick up K9CRA. Name, location, and tell us about your radios.
This is K9CRA. My name is Brian. I'm in southeast Arlington off of 360 in Nebulank. I actually have three. The one I'm speaking on is an Anytone 588, not to be confused with Anytone 5888, which is the tribe method. This one is just a single man radio. And I've got a couple of QIP 9000s. One of them is in my truck, and the other one is just sitting on the shelf here waiting for something to do. So I never got into 220 until Jim started pressing on it and encouraging everyone to kind of get in there, and I decided I'd go ahead and do it. And so I'm trying to make it out of the K9 CRA.
Okay, thanks, Brent. Yeah, that I have that TYT 9000, and I had it in my truck until I put the Anytone in it, and I went from just a quarter wave antenna to a great big Comet antenna for the Anytone tri-band antenna, and you know, I really think that TYT with the little, 12-inch wire, whatever it was, with steel talk rings around it. Okay. Thank you for checking in. Let's pick up KI5LET. Name, location, and tell us about your radios. This is KI5LET. Name is Top. Location is about halfway between Decatur and Boyd in Wise County. I'm talking on a TYT TH9000, and I also have an HT TYT TH350. It's a tri-bander with 220. I bought them both 2 years ago when I decided to pick up this band, and I've had pretty good luck with them. I'd probably say the bubble here is, which I use as a base, is probably my favorite. It works great, rock solid, seems to get out pretty well. And I think it's probably doing closer to 60 watts. I need to put a meter on it, but it's just been a rock solid radio, and I've had a lot of fun with it so far. The HP I've used several times, and it gets out pretty well. I added a signal stick antenna to it, and it seems to work well. I've used it both on 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 220. Looks great. When I first got it, it had some firmware issues, but working with bi-two-way radios in China, it took a while. We finally got the firmware bug fixed. KI5LET, back to that.
Hey, thank you, Tom. I have to be on your QRZ page right now. Are you running a mag mount on top of a steel roof? Is that what you're talking on now?
I did for a while until I got my Comet Super 22 up on a good tripod and a good mast. So yeah, it worked pretty well. I checked into this net numerous times with that set up. I need to replace the pictures, but now I've got a 3 or 4 foot tripod, a 10 foot mast, and the Comet Super 22. It's up around 40 feet or so, 45 feet. KI5LET, back to that.
Hey, thank you, Top. Yeah, I think that says a lot for this band that you guys up there in Wise County come in just like you're sitting here in Mansfield. Okay, let's pick up AC5BG. Bob in Mansfield, tell us who you are, where you are, and tell us about your 220 ventures.
Well, good evening, Lee, and the rest of the net. This is Bob, AC5BG in Mansfield, right behind Mansfield High. I have 2.5 220 radios. I've got Jetstream that Jen mentioned earlier on. That's a good radio. I've got that in what was the radio room in my house that now one of my children is living in while they finish up school, so I don't have a radio room. I've got a I've got an Anytone something something. I don't remember what it is. It's a tri-band that I think it's the one you guys were talking about, mobile radio. But, you know, it does 2 meters and 440 and then 220. But the 220 is like, you know, not a whole lot of watts out of it. And then I've got the 220 radio I'm talking on now, which is an ancient Wuxon KG, what the heck is this? KGUV-899. And it's only putting out 5 watts through this antenna. I got stuck to the top of a file cabinet inside my workshop out here, and I guess it works pretty good because I can hear you and you can hear me. Anyhow, that's about it. I would love to have some more 220 stuff because I think it's a great band. This is AC5G, back to net control.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. You know, I when I first got into 220, all I had was the Yaesu VX6, and I guess by you know the graces of where I live, you know, I have no problems hitting our repeaters. Okay, that brings us down to NC5P Doug in Dallas. Doug, I bet you beat everybody on radios. I'm gonna bet you got some kind of Motorola there. But tell us what you got.
This is NC5P Doug in Dallas. Well, I'm not talking on a Motorola right now. I do have a Motorola HT 1250 220 HT. It's 5 watt handy-talky, and that was a radio I checked into this net into for years. I bought it when I was in Arizona. Got it from a ham down in Florida that converted them from commercial service. He did we tuned them and tweaked them so they'd work on our band, and they would have the right deviation and everything. So, yeah, I still have that radio, but since I got the Telenco, I now have 50 watts into the Comet 333 on the roof. I used to use the HT with the cable going to the triplex here. And I would love to have a mobile Motorola, but they are extremely rare. I do believe Romy has one. I think there's another guy over in Fort Worth that's got one, but it's a 1550, I think it's a CDM 1550, I believe. But I'm very happy with the Linco. It's running 20 watts in it right now on this repeater, but like on a simplex bed on Friday night, I run 50 watts and we're just at repeaters. But it does a pretty good job to get 50 watts and the DRCS-25. I just bought it in September at HRO, and I've actually talked on it more than the other radios I've got. So anyway, yeah, and you guys like 220, get on tomorrow night after the, around 9:30. And tomorrow I think we're going to be getting on the 223-900 repeater in addition to talking on simplex on 223-500. So that'll be interesting. They're going to go back and forth. Well, that's what I've got here. This is NC5B.
Thank you, Doug. You know, I think the Elencos are kind of overlooked a lot, and I think they're really good radios. And you know, I guess they're just not as available or not marketed, or people, you know, just. I don't know, but I think they're pretty good radios. I remember Fry's or Incredible Universe, whatever it was, when they had ham radios, they had Elencos. And, you know, of course, that was, you know, that was what, like in the 90s or something? So, but yeah, they had some radios that were you know, Elenco portables, and I think they had some car radios, too. Okay, that brings me to the end of our list. This can't be all that's out there, because that would mean I have low numbers, and, you know, I really want to have higher numbers here. So, who else is out there that wants to check into the DFW220 net? Come now with your call sign phonetically and slowly.
Echo Delta.
Go Golf 5, Bravo, Hotel Yankee.
Kilo Charlie 5, Mike Golf Yankee. Kilo Charlie, Mike Golf Yankee.
Kilo 5, Oscar Romeo Delta on Echolink.
That gives us a good place to start. That recognizes Kilo 5, Tango Delta. Come now with your name, location, and what 220s are you talking to, and which ones do you like?
Yep, good evening, this is Brian. I'm in South Arlington around Sublet and Cooper, if you're familiar with the area. It's Whiskey 5, Tango Delta, so sorry about that if I didn't pronounce that clearly. The only 220 I have is my Anytone 5888 tri-band, so I think a lot of people in the club had it, and convinced it, and I enjoy it. I like it a whole lot. I've used the cross-band repeat. It's a nice little radio. It takes a little some nuances to learn, but once you figure those out, it's a pretty fun radio to use. I did buy a little cheap Bofang tri-meter just because it was cheap, and it's a handheld that has 220 that I haven't really used much, but just to play with. So, yeah, that's about it. Just the Anytone and enjoying it. Whiskey 5, Tango Delta, back to net control.
Okay, Brian, thank you. Yeah, I think if we did a little roll call on how many of these Anytones there are, it'd probably be the number one radio in the club. I'll bet you Jim has stock in the company and just hadn't told us yet. but yeah, and you know, I just found a box that I had lent to my nephew that I hadn't unpacked yet, and found it, and it had four Bofangs in it that I'd sent him to Colorado with since they're open, and he's got a GMRS license. And, you know, the nice thing about the Bofangs is if you lose it, yeah, you know, you haven't lost much. And that's kind of... you know, if I'm worried about losing a radio, I'm going to take one of those instead of my Yaesu or something. Okay, let's pick up KG5BHY, Allison and Burleson. I know you've got one of these radios too, but I bet you've got some other ones. Tell us what you got.
Oh, good evening, Lee. This is KG5BHY. This is Allison coming in from Burleson. And is the question, what's your favorite, or what do you have?
All of the above. What are you talking on? What's your favorite, and what do you have?
Okay, well, I'm going to assume we're talking 220 here. And only 220. My favorite radio of all time is the Kenwood V71A. That is not 220. But my favorite 220 is the TYT9000DH, which is what I'm talking on now. I do have two of those, and I had one in one vehicle and one in my house. And then I have a couple of little HTs that do 220. That are the Kenwood, what is that, the CH6A and the D74. And, of course, the D74 is my dream radio. But as far as, you know, just a good, hearty radio that will get it out there on 220, it's my TYT9000. Absolutely. Every now and then it goes a little squirrely. I have to reset it. But, you know, if there aren't that many 220 repeaters, I can program them. Anyway, good question, Lee, and I will talk about to you, KG5BHY.
Listen, yeah, I do like my TYT, and one day I'm going to get on lazy and put it in a box. I've got a Pelican case that I picked up for $5 at a thrift store that was used by the airline, so it's already got holes in it for plugs, you know. So you know, it's all ready for me to just start going in and putting radios and batteries in, and I've just been, you know, been kind of lazy and need to do it. Maybe that'll make it my when it's too hot to go outside summer project. Okay, let's pick up KG5, MGY. Shelley, I think you're still in Burleson. What are your favorite radios? What are you talking on them? And what do you got in the 220 world?
Good evening, Lee, and everyone on the net. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Mike Golf Yankee. I am Shelley, and I am still in Burleson. And let's see, I'm talking on now Echo Link. I don't have my All-Star turned on at the moment. But I've been looking at today, actually. I was looking online at the Baofeng, I think it was the S8 Pro. I think I forgot a couple letters in there. But anyway, kind of looking at that one, apparently it's supposed to be pretty easy to program via Chirp, et cetera. And so I'm kind of wondering if that would help me overcome the accessibility challenge, because, of course, my favorite radio is the radio that I can operate without sighted assistance, and there are very few of those. So anyway, if anybody has one of those, I would love to take a peek at it before I buy one. But other than that, I guess my favorite way of accessing 220 right now would be All-Star and or Echolink, because necessity and what's available is awesome. So there we go. Didn't find the word I was looking for. So with that, I will say 73, everybody. Thanks for running the net, and this is KC5MGY.
Shelley, thanks for joining us on the net. Yeah, I've thinking about getting one of those little Baofeng 220s, just because. And then I decided I'm gonna save my money and I'm gonna get me another Yaesu VH6, you know, new in the box, and put it in the closet for when my other one gives up, and I think that's what I'm going to do, but who knows, we'll see what happens. Every time I get ready to buy something else, something around the house breaks, and that ends up taking my money. All right, let's come to K5ORD. Come now with your name, location, and what kind of 220s you got.
Hi, this is K5ORD. My name's Shannon. I'm in Southeast Arlington, roughly W Lane and 360. Lee, thanks for running that tonight. I am late to the party. I just jumped onto Echolink on my phone, on my iPad, and I heard you say, oh my, I hope we have more people, my numbers are low, so I had to get over to the radio and jump on the radio, so I'm on my favorite and only mobile radio for 220, and that, of course, is the famous Anytone AT5888UV3. I love it. I got two of them. I got one in the Explorer, and I got the other one here in my home office that I also use as a radio shack part-time. I love the radio. I do have a portable. I have a BTEC UV5X3. That's a tri-band. It's a little cheapy, but I mean, it does work. I've played with it a few times, but it's been mothballed a while. I do have a nice antenna on it. I have a Nagoya 320A, which is their tri-band antenna, and it seems to work really good on this little radio. So, anyway, I do jump on 220 here and there when I can, especially when I'm mobile, but I never hear anybody answer back, so I hope we can get this band a little more active. But other than that, life is good. Thanks for having me on. This is Board D in Arlington.
Okay, yeah, thanks, John. You know, I think you and I met on 220. I believe that's, it may have been 440, but I think that's where we first talked when you were getting ready to put a radio in the Explorer. I believe that's right. Might have been 440, but I think it was 220. I do like the Emmy-Tone, and like I say, I have two of them, one in the truck, one in the office here, and you know, if I come across another one, it may make a home here too. And really, if I was serious about this Go Box thing, I'd buy another one of these and put it in the Go Box, and have one radio instead of having to have all three bands. So now I may have to change my mind about what I'm going to do. Okay, we've hit the end of our list. Is there any other check-ins coming in? My numbers aren't good this week. I've got to pump them up. Any other check-ins come now?
Kilo 8, Golf, Bravo, KATV, Dave near Detroit.
Dave in Detroit, come one more time with your call sign for me.
Now the call is Kilo 8, Golf, Bravo, KATV, and the name is Dave.
Hey Dave, well, I've got you on there. Tell us, I'm going to bet you're coming in Echo Link, I'm going to guess. Or maybe y'all are linked to our repeater again, I don't know. But what 220 radios do you have, and what's your favorite?
Well, you're hearing two of them at once. This is a 220 node I own. And the radio part of the 220 node is the TYT 9000. And the radio I'm on right now is a UV5 RX3, which is the three-band version of the UV5. Covers 440, 220, and 2 meters. And I also have a Linko HT, the dual bander they made for 220 and 900. Although the activity around here in Metro Detroit's minimal on both bands, so it doesn't get much use except to use on my own 220 node here. And laying around in the shack, I haven't used it in a while. I got a Kenwood dual bander. I think it was a TR631. I think it was the model number on it. It was a 2 meter and 220 dual bander, about 25 watts on either band. So that's what we're set up with here for on 220. Although I happen to be a trustee repeater here in a 2 meter band, and the 2 meter system's been on the air for almost 50 years. So I'll show you how long I've been at it too. So I've been doing more 220 here stuff in the last several years. So back to you from KHGV.
David, good to hear you from way up there, and I'm
I'm glad somebody's, you know, trying to keep the 2 meter, I mean the 220 band alive. You know, it's I think there's about 3 220 repeaters down here in the Metroplex. Jim could probably tell you more on that, but I think ours down here is by far the most active, and I really like the 220 band better than anything else, because it's nice, quiet, and works like a champ. Thank you for checking in. Let's go for one more round of check-ins, then we'll call for announcements. Come now with your call sign slowly and phonetically. Bravo 5, Papa, Kilo, Bravo. I'm on that call sign. I couldn't quite pull it out. Whiskey 5 station, can you come back with your call sign? Bravo 5, Kilo, Bravo. Whiskey Bravo 5, Alpha Kilo Bravo. Come now with your name, location, and what kind of 220 equipment do you have? Breaking the squelch, but you're not quite making it in. You want to try and relocate and see if you can try it again? Okay, Fabio, could anybody else pick him out of the ether there? We're going to come back to you in a minute, see if we can get a little better signal. Right now, let's go for announcements. I'm gonna assume that KB0DVJ has some announcements, and anybody else have announcements? Come in after KB0DVJ.
This is KB0DVJ. Name is Jim. And I'm looking at the calendar, mjars.org. I'm seeing that we have a meeting tomorrow night at 3100 East Broad at 7 p.m. And we're going to be talking about solar power. So get on the calendar there at mjars.org, and you can see all of our events. We have a technician class, which is February 22nd. It's a one-day class, and at the end of that, we'll be testing for all three license classes. And I see that the Irving Ham Fest is on there, too, for March 1st. So keep an eye on the calendar, mjars.org. We're adding events almost daily. KB0DBJ.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Let's try the WB5 station and see if we can get you in there now. Okay, we're not hearing you there if you're trying. Any more announcements?
KI5LET.
KI5LET, come ahead.
Okay, thanks for that. I just wanted to give some more details on the Simplex Net tomorrow night. So tomorrow night about 9:30 p.m., we're going to have a 1.25-meter North Texas Simplex net. We've been starting on 223-500. The propagation's been so bad the last couple of weeks that most people couldn't hear each other, so it was very limited. we thought we could start on repeaters for tomorrow night, and then once we get everybody checked in, we'll switch over and try to make some calls simplex to test the propagation there after the 2-meter simplex net. So we have four Link 220 repeaters in North Texas, and so you can start with us on any one of these four repeaters: Arlington 223.900, PL110.9, Dallas 224.160, PL100, Eastland County, Eastland, Texas 223.900, PL103.5, or the Weatherford repeater 224.26, PL110.9. So I hope to hear you on the net tonight, or tomorrow night, and appreciate you letting me make the announcement. KI5LET, back to net. Okay. Thank you, Cop. That's good to know, and I just wrote down the two that I might be able to hit, so I will program into the radio and try and get on, and then you're going to go back to 223-500 after the repeaters, is that correct?
Roger, we're going to get a list of check-ins. I'll have NetLogger up and running. We'll get a list of check-ins on the linked repeaters, and then we'll go down that list, and I'll let each person make a couple of calls. So the first person on the list, if they want to make a call to another person on the list, they'll just switch to 223.500 and see if they can establish contact simplex, and then come back and tell us what happened. So it's the first time we've ever done this. I've never heard of an answer. So we're going to experiment with it and see what happens. See if we can get a few more people interested in lighting up the bands on another night and working simplex. That's what we're really trying to do, is get the simplex communications on this band. KI5LET, back to next.
Hey, thank you, Top. I will try and get home in time to get on it. We have a meeting tomorrow night and usually end up at Rosa's Cantina eating some good old nachos or something, but I'll try and skip out early and make it home in time to get on the net. Okay, this is going to be the last round of check-ins. If there's anybody left out there that would like to check in to the DFW 220 net, please come now with your call sign slowly and phonetically.
K5LET with a question on a recheck. Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima from Mesa, Arizona, via Echo Link.
Okay, I got two there. I got Evo 5 ORV and Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima, I believe it is. Come back with your recheck, and then we'll pick up the Mesa, Arizona station.
Hi, this is John again, K5ORD. I'm back on Echo Link. I just got a quick question for Top, or maybe you, Lee. What time is that 220 simplex net starting tomorrow night?
It's 21:30, Top, is that correct?
Roger, Rogers, 21:30, local, 9:30 p.m. after the 2-meter simplex net.
John, I hope, I bet I can talk to you simplex from here. As for anybody else, we'll have to see. I know I can talk to you, and I can probably talk to Jim from here. Okay. Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima, coming out with your name, location, and tell us about your 220 equipment.
Yeah, this is W8ML. I'm wintering here in Mesa, Arizona. Now, the name here is Mel, obviously it's a vanity call. I got a number. I've bought a bunch of handhelds. I got a Hesitant I bought for $26 years ago. The audio's kind of weak, but for $26, small, lightweight. Then I just bought a Bolthing UVR 5 Plus. Got a little bit more power to it. And in my car, I got a tri-band, but I don't have an antenna for 220. There's a 220 out on the mountain here. I can hear it, but I can't seem to bring it up. And at home, is near Grand Rapids, Hudsonville, and I got a TYT, I think 9000 mono bander, and I think I said I've got a tri-band in the vehicle, but we don't travel that much. So just happened to catch you. Is back to net. This is W8MEL.
Thank you, Bill, and welcome to the DFW 220 net. A bunch of us have the TYT, great radio, love it. Thanks for making it in from out there in Arizona. Come back. We're here every Thursday night at 2000 hours or 8 p.m. our time. Okay. Any more check-ins? If not, we're going to grind this thing to a halt. Okay. I think that brings us to the end. On behalf of the Mansfield Johnson Amateur Radio Club, I'd like to thank everybody for checking in. We'd like to thank the MJARS for the use of the repeater, and we'd love to hear from everybody again next week at 2000 hours, and any Friday except tomorrow night, you can catch us on 448-775, tomorrow night's meeting night, so we'll be there instead of on the radio. This is KE5POE, and I will now return this repeater to regular amateur use. 73, y'all, KE5POE. Almost got you there. Try it one more time. Did anybody out there pick up his call sign?
Who he is, just from the past, he's Whiskey Bravo 5, Papa Kilo Bravo. I believe it's Ron in Arlington. He might be on HT or something. KB0DBK.
Hey, Jim, what was that call sign again? And I'll at least put him in for the count.
Whiskey Bravo 5, Papa Kilo Bravo.
Whiskey Bravo 5, Papa Kilo Bravo, if you can hear us, we've at least got you in for the count, and hopefully we'll be able to get you on the radio next time, KE5POE.
I am on an HT, Whiskey Bravo 5, Papa Kilo Bravo.
Stay right there and tell us what kind of 220 radios you have. Don't move from right there because you came in pretty good right then.
I couldn't find my dad to look at the antenna down to an outside antenna. Also, too, I see some of the stuff today. And I'm trying to answer one other question you had.
I'll look in my my parks box and see if I've got a I'm gonna bet you've got a an SMA mount, and I had an SMA to I had a couple of SMA to something mounts. I'll look in my parks box and see if I can find them, and hopefully get it to you. I do see you've got a Kenwood radio on your site there, and thank you for and an ICOM. That's the wrong one. That's not a 220. Well, anyway, thanks for checking in, and now we're going to really close this net because I've got to go to the bathroom. Thank you, everybody, for checking in. Again, thank you to the Mansfield Johnson and Amateur Radio Service for the use of the repeater, and I will hopefully talk to you all maybe tomorrow night or at least next week. KE5POE.
Hey, what was the count for tonight? K5ORD.
Fourteen counting me.
Hey, that's pretty good, at least for 220 lately. So congrats, buddy. All right, K5ORD, 73.
Thanks, John, K5POE. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night, and then we'll all go to Rose's after that and have some tacos. K5POE.